Ladies and gentlemen, you know life is hard for conspiracy theorists. Most people go through their life, and when they wake up, they go to work and come home, go to sleep and repeat. They think it's easy, but are they just deceived? I wake up and I get pissed off at the sound of my alarm, which pierces through the silence like a lightsaber in my brain. Look out the window and say, oh, it's a beautiful day. There's only one there's a chemtrail. And then when you get out your polyester sheets they're made with oil, which causes cancer when in contact with your skin, put on your slippers that are manufactured by some description of sweatshop in India, go take a WikiLeak, have a glass of fluoridated water with more heavy metal than a Metallica concert, have a bowl of genetically modified cornflakes which cause tumours and sterility in rats, with a little homogenized pasteurized milk, there's all the good stuff taken out of it and the cream boiled out of it so your body can't access any nutrition from it. You make a coffee in a metal thermos cup with boiled water that concentrates the fluoride, which is an industrial poison. Pop in some artificially chemically fertilized freeze-dried Vietnamese pick-a-dyed instant coffee. Pop in a teaspoon or two of white, bleached, poisonous diabetes-causing sugar grown by some poor sap who gets stood over by the mega agribusiness that forced the price down, and when his crops fail and he can't support his family, he commits suicide to relieve his family of the debt he put them in. And then you go out your door, getting instantly bathed in the concentrated pollution of the city with all the cell phone towers irradiating you, giving you ADHD-like symptoms. And you jump in your car that was manufactured in your home country, which incidentally no longer manufactures anything because it's all been outsourced. You pull into a gas station, top up with some 70% tax petrol, you fuel up on the way to work, where you spend countless hours stuck in a traffic jam, moving slower than the pace of 2001 A Space Odyssey. You're getting ever more stressed, being conscious that stress causes illness. You worry about illness, which makes you more stressed. You get to work. You have to pay for parking every couple of hours, so you can't even enjoy your lunch break, as you rush to the awaiting meter to give it more money, to pay for the temporary usage of a parking space that the tax I pay on petrol already paid for. You got a boss who undermines your brilliant ideas and then gets rich off them while personally insulting you daily. The promotion they promise with the better work hours, the higher pay, more benefits gets constantly postponed or given to the bratty child of the business owner. You only have enough time and money to buy something from McDonald's during lunch, which you don't even have to get out of your car for, which contributes to your daily prevention of exercise in any form, which makes you depressed, fat, angry, sick, stressed and unproductive. The Macca's beef patty is called 100% prime beef, which is actually a trademark brand name when there's actually about 14% real beef in it. The cheese is one chemical compound away from polyurethane, which you use for making raincoats, with french fries that in several years don't break down because even microbes won't touch it. You want that down with some Coca-Cola, which costs a few cents that they charge you a dollar for. When it comes off the ships, it's a level 6 biotoxin, which if you breathe one lungful of the fumes will kill you in seconds. They ship it via hazmat truck to a local bottling plant where they water it down with municipal fluoridated, chlorinated, privately owned water company water and sell it to you with the catchphrase, it's the real thing. It's laced with caffeine and sugar to get you really hyper and addicted to it, adding in some salt as well to ensure that as soon as you're done drinking it on the way back to work, you feel like you need another one. On the way back from McDonald's, you get a speeding ticket for going a few kilometres over the speed limit on a road where nobody was except the cop. You give him your licence with your name in all capital letters, which is exactly the same as you would for a corporation because the name on that licence isn't you at all, and unless you accept that it is, you're fracked, bro. You get back to work to spend the last few hours of the day bemoaning the lack of work ethic and ethics in general of all your co-workers, bosses and the fracking customers, and when you're just about to blow your brains out, you get to go home. By that I mean sitting hours of traffic or continuing to ponder the merits of blowing your frickin' brains out. Eventually you get home from your slave job to your slave block apartment, your slave wife and slave kids that scream like a civil defense air raid siren. The missus has gotten more masculine as you've gotten more feminine, so she's in control of the house, so you feel like you've got a second boss, and in your first day off work in 7 weeks she makes you mow the lawn. And then you try to forget all of this and the frustration by watching television, which has a flicker rate faster than the conscious mind can process. So you slip into a suggestible dreamlike state where you're more open to believe the BS you see on the news, the bad fathers you see in the comedies, and the murder of loved ones by those they hold most dear, setting you up for unrealistic expectations in life and a conditioning that results in learned helplessness. You eat dinner out of a frozen packeted meal that has been irradiated to keep the bugs off and make it safe for consumption, which is further irradiated in a microwave that Russia banned in the 70s due to a public health risk, because they got students in a trial to eat microwave food 3 meals a day and call off the trial by day 10 because they all started to develop adult onset leukemia. It splits the enzymes in the food to a point where your body can't recognize it or process it and store it later for cancer. While you eat it, You watch the TV, laughing at Chris Rock. The wife asked why you're laughing so hard. I reply it's because he's black and angry. She called me a racist and turned off the TV. I later discovered the comedy sketch was called Chris Rock, Blacker and Angrier. You sit and ignore your wife. Don't listen to your kids. Stay up too late. Don't get enough sleep, which stresses you out and causes disrupted sleep. Knowing what's going on really sucks, bro.